I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. We may have heard our last fake McCarthy. It's the afternoon JUB. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. Why the hour goes to Donnie and Matt. It's the afternoon JUB.
That's right. It's that time. It's 2:37 on a Tuesday. Hey. And we are joined by the Texas Radio Hall of Famer, one of the Marconi-winning musers. You know him, you love him. It's George Dunham. Giorgio.
Sweet spot.
How you feeling this afternoon, my friend?
Sassy.
Ooh.
Ooh, sweet sassy molassy. Well, all right.
You've been working on a fake Brian Schottenheimer?
Yeah, I guess so.
Goodness.
Jeez.
Yeah. That's really all I want. That's why I want Dion. I want excitement, and I want a coach
cartoon character.
Yes, I want a good 840 bit every week.
Yes.
Brian Schottenheimer, I don't know what you're going to sound like.
No, we want funny.
I want a funny coach.
Well, George, I don't know if you've heard our stellar new segment, Rent Free, on Wednesdays at 2:15.
Yes, I love it.
And if you have any submissions, rentfree1310@gmail.com. And we decided, you know what? What lives in George's brain? What's rent-free in the Jubb mind?
Boy, this is a great one because currently I don't have anything stuck in there, but normally it's a song.
Okay.
And it could be a song that I really like, you know, that I've just started listening to. And then after about 3 days, I don't want to hear the song again just because I have serious loop brain. But lately it's been a commercial. And it was during the holidays.
Okay.
And I sent them to Monty. Which one do you want to hear first? The one that's been in there for now 13 years or the one that's been in there for like 2 months?
Let's go. I'd say we go long. Yeah.
Yeah.
Long one?
Yeah, 13 years.
This will be interesting to see if you guys remember this. And it used to be the favorite commercial of me and my youngest son, who at the time... I think this is, did it say 2012 on there, Monty, or 2014?
2012.
Okay, so he was 12 years old, so it's perfect, you know. I pretty much still have the mind of a 12-year-old. And do you remember the video game? I think it was called, got to be careful saying it, Big Buck Hunter?
Yes, Big Buck Hunter.
Yeah. Where you go after,
yeah.
And they had a promotion there for a while. And this... I may have the name wrong because you're right. That was the one in an arcade or something. But there was the one that was, on a gaming system, and they had a promotion where if you found the golden buck, you'd win like $1 million or something. Mm. And this was a commercial with a guy named Steve and an actual deer, a buck, who was playing the video game. Y'all remember that?
Is not ringing a bell.
Okay, see if this brings back memories.
Hello, friend.
Oh!
Oh, Steve, this is weird.
No, Brian. This is awesome.
If I find the golden buck hidden in the game, I've got a shot at $50,000.
That's some serious dough.
Actually, it's a buck. You're not supposed to shoot the lady deers, dude.
Find the golden buck for a chance to win $50,000. Cabela's Big Game Hunter 2012.
Okay. I got the names mixed up. Steve was the actual deer. Okay. Brian was the human.
Holding it. And, game gun controller thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And it would do a close-up of the deer claw pulling the trigger.
Okay. The hoof. Yeah.
I'm
watching
claw,
it.
Hoof. Thank you. That's a hoof. And then they took it a next step when it was time for Christmas, and they put Brian, the human, in this really ugly Christmas sweater, and this was the follow-up commercial.
Dashing through the snow, and I don't know. Laughing all the way, ha ha ha.
That's messed up, Steve.
That sweater's messed up.
The deer's laughing.
Man.
Okay, that has been in there now for 14 years because to this day, every time we see a deer on the side of the road or somewhere, we say, hello, friend.
And this totally checks out because
oh, yeah.
it's a talking animal.
Yes, the deer is kind of smiling and laughing and shooting a gun.
They probably did bong rips before they aired the
He's
commercial.
Clearly your alpha in this relationship with the guy.
And,
Brian has to light the bowl for Steve. Here you go, buddy.
Yeah. And that anytime we see a guy, you know, Christmas with a, you know, a pretty ridiculous sweater, mm-hmm. that sweater's messed up.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, that one's been in there. And I don't know if you guys, I know you saw this one because it played all the time during end of the season, regular season, college football, and maybe the first couple of rounds of the playoffs. This is for a company that delivers things a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The company name also happens to be the nickname of Deion Sanders, since we're supposed to dance all around.
Yep,
sure, sure.
But it was people excited that their packages were delivered so fast, and they would scream out, woo, including the gingerbread man who had the highest pitched woo.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that made Tyler's page in the morning?
Yeah,
that
that's
got to
be a drop.
It's got to.
And of course, the gingerbread man would have a really high pitched voice because he's just a little cookie.
He's a little guy. Yeah.
Or maybe the like voice is
gonna be really high pitched
in New Orleans. Maybe a little high pitched.
Maybe
voice.
Okay. Yeah, we have to have a voice for Spunt Dunham at the Super Bowl. That is his name. It was
Spunt.
I think Ham came up with it. Came up with Spunt
Perfect.
Dunham.
I'm not helping that one.
Oh no! Yeah, Monty needs to lay off that one. He had a most unfortunate. He had a definite woo.
Well, we know the morning show gets loop brain on a number of things, including drops. And I think last Super Bowl there was the or camp. I forget which trip it was. But you
I think
guys
it was
were,
camp.
The training camp.
You were
yeah.
trying to not speak in drops, which is damn near impossible for any of us. I'm curious. Though,
we went the other way, and all we did in our show was talk in drops.
Yeah,
just to counter program the music.
Where he's at.
Yeah.
But my question for you, George, does the wife or do the boys? Has any ticket lingo infected their brains over the years?
Yeah, I wish we knew comes up all the time.
Okay.
If someone is stumped at a... I mean, that was probably said 50 times over Christmas, and 48 of those times was me, you know?
What did the family say when you told them about, I wish we moo?
Man, it scored really high.
Good.
Because it was right before the 30th birthday party.
Yep.
And all of my kids came up to that and they said, Dad, for the most part, we really don't think you're that funny on the radio, but I wish we moo may have been the funniest thing you ever said.
In the timing with
talking
that,
about Kobe beef.
Yes. That joke and then winning the Marconi the same year.
I know.
It all goes hand in hand.
Coincidence?
They sent that audio in to the committee.
Like, my God, this is brilliant.
We're not going to do any better than this. Here's your trophy.
I think we all in the P1s are all infected with, God forbid someone, some PA announcer says, and let's pause for a moment of silence.
Oh, my God.
I know.
In every,
We didn't start saying that.
I wish we...
Hello, friend.
Yeah, it's been going on in every football game since the start of the year, and they televise it, and I'm just on my couch going, Paul, and...
I know.
Waiting
it's
for
terrible.
Someone in the crowd to yell it.
So the wife is a teacher online, and she was teaching her class the other day, and in all seriousness, she used the term wheels off to describe a really messed up situation. And she didn't bat an eye. And I'm just wondering what the kids are thinking. Like, that's not a common term. Does Kelly incorporate ticket lingo into her everyday life?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in fact, you're not going to believe this, but our dog got into somebody's Christmas plate and it's like a paper plate. And
classic gun.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was getting after him. She said, well, maybe don't let him eat the napkin.
Oh, yes. Yes.
It's a good one.
Yes.
And then you do the whole platelet, too. You got to finish it.
Yeah, and then I went into, here, eat the whole napkin, moron dog. Here, have another one.
Well, maybe don't let him eat the napkin.
Oh, how did Wheels Off get started? Was that with the e-brake? Because it just...
That was early ticket lingo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
really
one
early.
I don't even... We say it so much, it doesn't feel like it's just ticket.
Was that a Hardline original from back in the day?
I think Gordon really spearheaded that by saying he thought it was a funny sports term when someone said, oh, man, their wheels are just off.
Yeah.
And then he was the one who started the, because he played golf for like 5 minutes, and he would be out on the range, and he would hit one off. Oh, wheels back on. Wheels back on after he hit a decent one. Then he hit a bad one, off. And I think that's where off came from. Then it just shortened to off.
Off.
You would mix in off when you were the PA guy at Texas Stadium, wouldn't you?
Like, yes.
Real subtly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That one, and I'm trying to think of the other drop that I would work in sometimes. The only thing that exists to this day is
the
SBG. Stayed away from that one. The only thing that I've heard that remains, because you can hear it during Cowboy games, is the backup beep when the opponent gets a penalty.
Yeah.
Isn't that hilarious? Mm-hmm. Yeah, when that's... Yeah.
Or when you lost it, beep, when the Carolina beep. Panthers were going out on the field and they're playing the Meow Mix jingle.
Hey, you that is in there, Ham.
Is it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, that is in there with me saying, and now, ladies and gentlemen, the starting lineup for the Carolina defense. And yeah, I was reprimanded for that because
was that a Jerry or a Charlotte?
The Panthers complained to the league that A, they played that song, and then, and B, the other part of the complaint was the PA guy was just laughing the whole time.
So who reprimands you for
soft
that?
Soft on their point.
I think, from what I remember, it was carried out with a stern talking from Rich Dalrymple.
Oh, well.
You'll be fine.
Why are we in the
Who won that one?
He's got bigger fish to fry.
Okay, so all right. We didn't know what was going on, if anything was. But anyway, yeah. That's in there somewhere if you guys ever want to kill 2 minutes.
I do. I would love that.
I think Ham is searching.
But, yeah.
You got it?
I mean, who knows what things
He's shaking
labeled,
his
though.
Head.
Oh, okay. So, maybe next week.
Yeah, next week we'll get back into
we
it.
We did make this for you, George, if you want this.
Did they okay. say, I wish we...
That's the gingerbread man, too. That's the real high one.
What? Come on, one more time. Hit him again.
Did they say, I wish we...
Oh, man.
Well, we're not going to do anything like
God.
That.
George, and you guys didn't think this was going to be fun today. Listen
we
to this.
We're going to do some ripping.
Yeah.
Let's just do this every week.
Man. It's always fun on
Maybe
TV.
Take some bong rips, too. Can't wait for New Orleans.
All right, brother.
Oh, man.
See you, brother.
We'll be the best, brother.
There's George Dunham.
Oh, my God.
Afternoon job.
All right.
Woo! Woo!